WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump will address congressional Republicans today at their leadership retreat in Florida. Over the weekend, he threatened 25% tariffs on all imports from Colombia after that country's government refused to allow U.S. military deportation planes.
In a statement, the Colombian government says that it has overcome an impasse with the United States, saying that they plan to send representatives to Washington, D.C. to meet with the Trump administration. But the White House press secretary says if Colombia violates any terms of this agreement, those tariffs are back.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. Rain in Southern California is reducing the fire threat, but increasing the risk of mudslides in burn-scarred areas. Wall Street gearing up for early losses. Future markets lower after news of a Chinese company's AI model that could encroach on market drivers like NVIDIA. And some of the living survivors expected at the Auschwitz site today, marking 80 years since the Nazi death camp was liberated. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. UW Health is reporting respiratory illness levels in Wisconsin are on the rise. As of last week, there were 40 hospitalizations for influenza at UW Hospital in Madison. That's its highest number in 3 years. Numbers for COVID and RSV are also high. A Marathon County family that was out of the country lost everything in a fire Friday. WAOW-TV reports Larry Drager had taken his wife and child to visit her family in the Philippines. Crews were called to the family's home early Friday morning to find it already engulfed. The structure's a total loss. And SSM Health has launched Wisconsin's first post-birth alert program. All mothers who deliver at an SSM hospital in Wisconsin receive an orange bracelet that serves as a visual identifier to medical teams that the patient recently gave birth and they could be experiencing a post-pregnancy complication. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds and breezy today, maybe an afternoon sprinkle or flurry and a high in the low 40. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 20s tonight. More sunshine for tomorrow, breezy and highs in the mid 40s. Mild and dry for the rest of the week. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Currently 21 degrees. 99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 8:03 on Monday morning. We hope you're having a great day so far. Here's John Mellencamp, Jack and Diane on Max FM.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. His back flexes, thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Gone.
living is gone. Oh yeah, they say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. A little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids doing best they can.
'90s and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:11 on Monday morning. We'll take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, increasing clouds, a high of 42. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 20. Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high of 43. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 36. Thursday is a very special day for someone here. Sunny with a high of 51. Currently, Emily, 21 degrees outside the Max FM studios.
Ooh, it is just balmy out there, isn't it?
21. Yes, it is. Very much awesome. So.
I got a, my daughter's, she gets to go skiing today is my point, and I'm really glad because I think the last time she went skiing, it was like 10. So it's much nicer to ski when the sun's out and it's above 20. So that'll be fun. But anywho, we're going to talk about Pets of the Week.
Yes, we are.
Favorite segment. I'm going to talk about Twister is a beautiful Kit Kat. That's what we call cats in our world. Twister is a six-month-old domestic short-haired tabby who came into the shelter as a stray. When Twister arrived, it was noted that he had a possible injury to his neck as it was twisted. Hence his name, which is a nice homage to the fact I think he's feeling better because this injury has been resolved and has had no effect on his health. Twister is a bit wary of people, so it might take a little time for him to feel comfortable in his new home. Patience is a virtue. Twister enjoys the cat socialization room and playing with toys. His favorite toys are balls to bat across the floor and small toy mice to carry in his mouth. Twister will be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before going home. He looks so sweet. His legs have like the greatest little stripes on them with like big black stripes right where his like knees would go. Just so cute.
Yes, he is very cute. I mean, wow. Like you and I have talked, Trevor takes these pictures, does an amazing job. And yeah. I'm looking at Maiso, and oh my goodness, this dog looks amazing.
He's so cute.
He is. Maiso is a 10-month-old large mixed breed pup looking for a family that will be his strong pack leader. In continuous training, Maiso has had a mind of his own but is beginning to settle down. He knows several commands and is working on leash walking skills. A big bundle of energy, he would love a fenced-in yard to run off some of that energy for playtime. He could share his home with an art dog, cats, and older children due to his size and high energy level. Maiso is neutered, up to date on vaccines, and will be microchipped before going home. To look at either one of these pets or schedule an appointment, you can go to sockhumane.org. Now, as we look at everything we have from the Humane Society this morning, they are in desperate need of creamy peanut butter. Their peanut butter supply is running very low, and the dogs love their Kongs at night. So please, if you're able to, go grab some creamy peanut butter, drop that off to the Sauk County Humane Society today. They really need your help. For everything they need, go to sockhumane.org, Emily. And, you know, there's other ways to help support the Humane Society as well.
There is. And the peanut butter and the Kong bit, if people don't know what we're talking about, Kongs are like those they kind of look like a pyramid. They're usually red, and they're these kind of indestructible rubber toys that are good for dogs. They come in really small sizes for the littles and giant ones for the giant dogs like Maiso. And it is the sweetest thing because, you know, especially dogs who are not in their forever home yet and are, you know, in a transition time in their life at a shelter, they have a lot of anxiety, right? Like they don't have a pack leader. They are not sure where, you know, if they're coming or going. They don't know what's going on. So the Kong with the peanut butter serves like a pacifier. It really does. It's the sweetest thing, and it puts them to bed. They go and kind of chew on it and get the peanut butter out, and they just, it makes this cute little noise that can probably be not so cute in the middle of the night, but it puts them to sleep. Like it makes them feel cozy and safe, and it keeps their mouth busy until they get tired. So think of it like a bedtime story, pacifier for a baby. It is really important. So bring on some peanut butter. Creamy peanut butter is great for the Kongs, and it's really great for them when they are having some anxiety from, you know, being in transition. So Valentine's Day is approaching too, so peanut butter's good. Please do not let your doggies or kitties get into the candy. Chocolate is quite toxic for both cats and dogs. They do like it, so you do have to put some effort in keeping that away. Apparently, bacon is the most toxic, which I did not know that.
Yes, but
it's not very delicious. So hopefully that won't be around too much for them to get into. And you know, I was one of those dumb kids who found some baking chocolate up in the cabinet when I was a little kid and thought that I've hit gold and was very, very not happy when I took a big hole of baking chocolate and it was so bitter. So I wasn't super smart, and I believe I again just to make sure.
Right.
It was still not good.
No, so definitely keep the candy away from the pets. That is something that is just so very important. And again, if you want to find out how you can help the Humane Society, go to sockhumane.org. And the nice part about this is you can set up a visit to go meet these pets of the week that we talked about. If you want to adopt other pets, you can also donate online right there. And you can sign up to volunteer as well. Here's the other thing. They have their wish list out there. And this has everything that they need at the Humane Society, in addition to desperately needing creamy peanut butter. So sockhumane.org has all the information, has all the pet information as well. And we encourage you to go check these pets out. But again, they need creamy peanut butter. Those Kongs are just so important to keep those dogs busy, Emily.
Yeah, it is. And I really am such a fan. Again, we always comment on the photographer and the writer behind these Pets of the Week, you know, little segments that we get to share with you all. They do such a nice job, especially, you know, with the dogs. It's really important to be aware of behaviors in dogs, breed behavior, and, you know, what kind of behavior they may or may not have around other dogs, cats, and children, because they you need to know that stuff. You don't just want to kind of adopt a dog because they're cute. You really do need to know if it's going to fit in your household, because it's not good for them and it's not good for you if it's not the right combination. So I really appreciate that Humane Society does such a nice job giving you that information, even just for us and our blurb, right? To be able to share kind of that beginning understanding of what would be a good environment for them. So pay attention to that stuff, but go check out these animals. They are just lovely. And bring the creamy peanut butter. They'd love you for it.
Yes, they would. Also, this is your last chance to win tickets this hour to see George Lynch. He was the former member of Dokken. And so he's been doing this for years. It is the Lynch Mob Final Ride of 2025 at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. They have some great music. If you love Dokken, this is the concert for you on February 7th. It's a Friday night at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. Emily, what do they need to do for their chance to win tickets this hour?
This hour, before 9 o'clock, they need to text us here at you can go through the Civic Media app, which we appreciate. You can go ahead and hit up Civic Media, scroll on down to 99.7 Max, see the little mouse, click that, or hit that with your finger. Don't click that necessarily, depending
tap.
If you're, yeah, you're going to be on your phone, so use your touch screen. Go ahead and text in to win Lynch Mob, LynchMob before 9 o'clock, or you can always just do it through your phone, regular texting, 608-355-9970. Lynch Mob to win tickets. That's February 7th at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. You can also hit up their website, crystalgrand.com, I think is the website there, crystalgrand.com, and put in Radio Mob 25, and that will get you 40% off discount to those tickets.
Yeah, so this is going to be your last chance to see him. You know, Dokken broke up, right? And George Lynch was a founding member of that. And they've got basically some of that music. You'll get to hear that. And it's the final tour for them. And so you need to text in to win today, 608-355-9970. We'll give away some more tickets tomorrow as well. We're picking winners at random till 9 o'clock this morning. Also, we're going to preview. We are going to have a flash sale at maxfmbigdeals.com. You need to be listening to the morning show on Tuesday morning. We're going to have half off a select item at maxfmbigdeals.com. Not telling you what it is, but tomorrow morning you'll have an opportunity during the morning show to get that deal. So tune into that. We'll tell you what you need to do tomorrow morning. So a lot of different things going on. So we want to make sure you keep track of that all. So sometime tomorrow morning, we'll talk about that as well, Emily. All right, and so we will be back with you. We'll at 8:40. We're going to go over calendar days. So Emily will be back with us at 8:40. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Kate Porter, Physician's Assistant in Orthopedics. The most rewarding thing as a physician assistant is getting people back to the activities that they love to do. That is why I was drawn to the field of orthopedics, is there is usually a treatment that will improve the patient's condition to be able to return them to what they love to do. From active athletes all the way up to people that love to garden or play with their grandchildren.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:26 on Monday morning. We hope everyone's having a great day so far. The sun is out. The temperature's warming up. It's going to be a good week. Here's Steve Winwood, Higher Love, Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 8:30 on Monday morning. The 7th annual Ryan Selje 8-pin tap memorial tournament will be held Saturday, February 22nd at Thunderbird Lanes here in Baraboo. There will be two opportunities to bowl, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. The cost is $25 per person. There will be bucket raffles and door prizes throughout the day. For more information, you can contact Chris at 608-434-2741. Coming up, we'll have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Wisconsin Badgers bounce back with an 83-55 home win over Nebraska Sunday at the Kohl Center. I'm Bill Scott with sports. John Tanjay poured in 27 of the Badgers, hit 17 threes, improving to 16-4 overall and 6-3 in Big Ten play. Lady Badgers lost yesterday 71-50 at Minnesota. Marquette men, winners on Saturday, 87-74 over Villanova. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team skated to a 2-2 draw against St. Cloud State yesterday before winning the shootout to follow. Wisconsin a 5-2 winner on Saturday. Badger men tied Michigan 4-4 Saturday night after a 5-4 win on Friday at the Kohl Center. And it'll be Kansas City and Philadelphia in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks in New Orleans. Eagles crushing Washington 55-23 to win the NFC Championship. Kansas City edging Buffalo 32-29, and they'll shoot for their third straight Super Bowl title, winning the AFC title. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds and breezy today, maybe an afternoon sprinkle or flurry, and a high in the low 40. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 20s tonight. More sunshine for tomorrow, breezy and highs in the mid 40s. Mild and dry for the rest of the week. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 20.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:34 on Monday morning. We're going to get you going with Queen on Max FM.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you, we will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it out.
We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
All right.
paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime, and bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. You know, that is such a great song, Emily. One of my favorites of Queen. And, you know, it gets you going early in the morning. And it just, I love it. I cannot describe the motivation of that song. And it is a perfect segue into the Hope House Dodgeball Tournament that's coming up, Emily. All right, we'll wait for her to get reconnected and see what's going on there. And I'm just going to shoot her a quick message and let her know something's going on. All right. So that way we'll get her back with us in just a moment. Sometimes technology does some very interesting things. So as I mentioned, Hope House of South Central Wisconsin has their first dodgeball tournament. This will be held on Saturday, April 26th at the Sauk Prairie Middle School for a fun, family-friendly dodgeball fundraiser. All proceeds will benefit Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Teams of eight will compete. Players do need to be 15 or older in the tournament. Registration is $200 per team, and there are at least two games guaranteed. Food will be available, so bring your family, your cheer squad, and everyone can join in the fun. I will be there and MC the event, and we will be live on 99.7 Max FM from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. that day. To register, you can contact Hope House and ask for Jamie, or visit the Hope House website at hopehousescw.org. Click the events tab and click Major Impact for your chance to enter into this wonderful dodgeball tournament. Again, I'm not playing, but I will be there. Looking forward to that, Emily.
Hey, yes, I'm here. Sorry about the blip. I was shooing a child out the door to go skiing. So it was just a lot happening in one moment. So I think I even like hollered by when I was talking to you guys. So sorry about that. Things happen with technology. Things happen with people. We are humans. This is live radio. That's how it breaks down. But dodgeball. Yes, I am going to play.
Cool.
I'll be there. I'm going to start. Yep. I'm definitely going to play. It's in my calendar. I'm going to start assembling a team. Now, did you go over? I know you went over 15 plus registration cost.
Yep.
And how to get on a team. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Yeah,
okay.
I'm here.
And how to get on a team. But did you go over how many people are on a team? Is that a thing?
I think that you can have, oh boy. I did not go over how many people can be on your team.
We
no,
did not know that yet. Okay, I will. Yeah. I will follow up with all of you listening about that because that does apply to me because I'm going to put a team together. So we will go ahead and follow up with that information so we can know how many people in a team and if I need team members. I do know a couple of people already that are down with this with
team
me,
of eight.
I do need team members. Team of eight, beautiful. If I need team members, I am going to shout out to you all out there listening. To play with me if we get to that. So I'm really looking forward to this event. It's for such a great cause. Yeah, all the things. Dodgeball is just fun. It's a really healthy way to get out some of that energy.
Yeah, it is. And it's such a great cause. You have a chance to help out Hope House. We're planning to broadcast live from there. We're working out all the details on that. So you will be there. So we'll probably get you on the air for a little bit and we'll be cheering you on as well. That is going to be, I'm excited about this. I know I'm not able to play, but being able to MC the event is just as exciting. And it's, believe it or not, going to be my first time ever doing this. So also nervous about it as well. So.
No. Well, you're a natural. It's going to be great. And if anything else, you can just, you know, lower the bar and just, you know, trash talk me a little bit. If you need some filler, you can just go ahead and heckle Emily because, you know, I'm giving you permission to do that right now. I'm not going to say how that's going to be taken the day of the game.
Yeah, I better build a duck fast. That's all I'm saying.
Over a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave can't play, but he knows how to duck.
Yes, I do. So looking forward to that. So again, that's April 26th. HopeHouseSCW.org. Get your team together. Please consider helping out this wonderful organization. We partner with them every year for the Radio Request-a-thon. This is something different that we're doing with them in addition to the Radio Request-a-thon. So we will be there. Looking forward to that. All right. It is Monday, January 27th. And, you know, we have some interesting calendar days here, and this one is for the King of the Throne. It is Thomas Crapper Day. Don't let all his work go down the crapper. Come and celebrate with Thomas Crapper Day with all of us. And if you didn't get the puns there, it is the bathroom, the toilet. So I got a good chuckle out of that one.
Get the puns there. Oh, my God. I'm sure. I know that was your go-to. That's great. I'm going to say Punch the Clock Day is my go-to for the first one. It's really interesting. Trust us, celebrating Punch the Clock Day is not a waste of time. Yuck, this is a terrible play on words. But hey, that's all right. I don't know who out there remembers punching an actual clock, but I do.
I do.
And it was kind of exciting until you were running late and needed to punch the clock. And there was something called, hey, can you punch in for me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could get your friend to quick punch in for you at the restaurant or the wherever that you worked. And, you know, some people would do it. They might get in trouble on your behalf. But, you know, being late kind of happens. So.
Yeah, it was one of those that I remember now. Recently at a prior job, we had an electronic way of punching in and just the nervousness that goes into that. Punching a clock, not a fan. I'll leave it at that. Also, National Geographic Day. So we remember those yellow magazines. So celebrate National Geographic Day. It's also National Bible Verse Day. So you can read your Bible or buy one for a friend. So it is National Bible Day as well. Now,
yeah,
this
Geographic,
one.
I still get those. What do you got? What do you got? Dave's excited, everybody.
I am. It's Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day because no one is too old to enjoy the opportunity to pop bubbles. I enjoy doing it in our household. The dog, not so much. And I love going up behind my wife when she's doing something and she doesn't know that I sneak in and I've got the bubble wrap in hand. It is the most fun ever.
Oh my, Dave, it just, yep, it never stops with you, does it? Just the childish antics. I love
no.
it. I can just see you. You don't even need to have anyone to mess with the bubble wrap. I can just see you sitting there just like giggling by yourself, jumping up and down on bubble wrap and having some in your hands and, you know, some on the wall maybe. Who knows? It's that's a good image. So everybody, happy Monday to you. If you're feeling happy and excited about something like cake, today's National Chocolate Cake Day. Like I said, we've got a lot of birthdays in my family this week. So I had like cake like three times over the weekend. It was, I am not a huge sweets fan, but you know, when it's a birthday, you just go for it. You eat the cake. So we enjoyed some chocolate cake over the weekend. Layered, molten, bundt, fluffy, moussey, decadent, frosted. It is love at first bite. Chocolate
decadent.
Cake Day, everybody.
And yeah, we have another birthday coming up for someone maybe on the morning show this week, and maybe it'll be 51 degrees on their birthday or something this week on Thursday, but not mentioning names.
but cake that day, that'd be kind of cool. It's also Better Business Communication Day. Help us in our efforts this Better Business Communication Day to focus on effective and sound communication. That is so important. Every single conflict you've been in your life, at work, think about it. It's all about a miscommunication. It always is, right? So like,
yes,
just, you know, be the big kid and you know, put your good communication pants on today and celebrate that. There's also some very serious things.
Yes, there are.
Today it is Auschwitz Liberation Day. We ought to never forget the hate and violence that went during the Holocaust. It is also Holocaust Memorial Day today. We remember the courage and strength of those who suffered and died during the Holocaust. So please take a moment of silence, moment of thoughtfulness, and do keep that in your mind and heart today, because it is obviously still affects so many people, and things in history weren't always kind. So today is a day to remember that and Holocaust victims.
It definitely is, and we always try to remember those serious events on our calendar days as well, and just take a moment to think about those, how history's impacted our lives. And, you know, I remember growing up as a kid and always hearing history repeats itself and how important our history is to our everyday lives. So take a moment and definitely remember that. The other one I want to mention on calendar days as well is Community Manager Appreciation Day. So we want to thank all those community managers out there and those people that help promote our communities. We think about our local Baraboo Chamber of Commerce with Ben and George. And then, of course, our very own downtown Baraboo Inc., Seth Taft, the one and only. Thank you for everything you do to promote our area.
He is a one and only, isn't he? Boy, extra, extra on that guy. We love those folks. And a quick congrats to Shelly Mordini, one of our local favorites. She is sliding on, schmoving on into the shoes of George. So she's going to roll with the presidency of the Chamber of Baraboo right now, or Baraboo Chamber of Commerce.
She replaces Teddy, actually, not George.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry I misspoke.
Yep.
I'm just wrapping my head around how all the positions and how it works.
Yep, so nope, that's all good.
See her. Sorry if I misspoke again, folks out there that are listening that are part of the chamber. We love the chamber. They do such great things for the community. It's so wonderful to be members of the chamber. Waker Realty is a member of the chamber. 99.7. You know, we're all the things that I'm involved in are part of the chamber too, and we sure appreciate what they do. They're a very organized bunch. So
they are.
Got to see a lot of cool people do their thing with the chamber the other night at the dinner for the member appreciation, and just a lot of good people doing their thing. So.
Yes, we appreciate all of them and the support for our community. It is one of those, it takes a village. Emily, yes. So you'll be back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10.
Fantastic. Well, everybody have a really great Monday. It's sunny out. Enjoy the balmy 20-something weather, and it's just going to keep getting warmer, folks. So here we go.
Looking forward to that. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and every Sunday night is family night at the Pizza Ranch. Join us for a $12.99 buffet with a drink every Sunday night from 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. Make your Sunday special with all your family favorites and some bonding time and full bellies with those who you love. Join us at Reedsburg Pizza Ranch from 5 to 7 for family night.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
It's time to think warm thoughts and buy your tickets to the Mount Horeb Country Music Fair happening on July 26th at Grundahl Park, 11 a.m. to midnight. Three stages of nonstop music showcasing many Wisconsin artists such as Dan Lapine and Bree Morgan, plus national country music artists Ashes and Arrows, Hannah Dasher, Jake Hoot, Wayland, and more. Help raise money for the Mount Horeb Community Foundation and Madison Reading Project. Strike early and get your lower price tickets now at mhcmf.com. See y'all at the fair.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Maximum hits.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I won't walk 500. The man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do.